another workday over, and I'm completely beat. I'm working hard at two jobs, and I still can't make ends meet. I go to my apartment, and I open up the locks to find a letter from my landlord waiting in my mailbox. It's a friendly reminder that your rent is overdue. I'm sure it's just an oversight, and your check will come through. Don't forget the late fee, for this is my prediction. The second notice you receive will be for your eviction. P.S. Have a nice day. It may say it's friendly, but in my mind there's no doubt. That's the kind of friendship I can do without. Later on that night I contemplate my fiscal doom, 'cause on the near horizon the Ides of April loom. This proximate catastrophe is causing me distress, as I anticipate that message from the IRS. Here's a friendly reminder that it's time to pay your tax. Send us one-third of your income, then just sit back and relax. Make sure that you are timely when you put it in the mail, or there could be severe penalties, including time in jail. Thank you for paying the price of citizenship. They may say it's friendly, but in my mind there's no doubt. That's the kind of friendship I can do without. The world is full of hypocrites, I think it's a disgrace. How many folks will screw you while they smile in your face? Come Sunday morning, my wife dragged me off to church. I'd rather stay in bed, but I can't leave her in the lurch. Now I don't understand it, but she's gotten the desire to hear the preacher in his pulpit spouting brimstone and hellfire. Just a friendly reminder that your soul is black as pitch, but you have a friend in Jesus who can save you if you wish. He loves you more than words can say, but heed this lesson well. If you don't believe in him, he'll send you straight to hell. Amen, says the congregation. Now they may think that's friendly, but in my mind there's no doubt. That's a kind of friendship I can do without.